It's time for a conversation about theater on the radio. Vicki Bain is one of the guiding lights of Twin Ports Stage, and she joins us to talk about theater on the radio. Frequently, she's talking about theater, about radio, on the radio, for a theater feature. Yeah. Hey, Vicki, good morning.
Good morning. I got confused there for a second.
I got confused there, actually, from about the time that I said good morning, it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right.
So this summer, what are you folks going to do? This is a really interesting town because folks are either working like crazy, it's their busiest season, or they're goofing off like crazy, and it's their busiest goofing off season.
Yeah, well, you're right, you know, and everybody has a cabin. So, you know,
right.
And they all go to them. So we're going to take some time off is what we're going to do.
Are you inviting everyone to the cabin?
Yeah, I wish I could. I do. We're actually going to do a radio show that's a little different than our regular radio show in June here coming up, first weekend in June, June 3rd through 5th. We're going to do some vintage radio plays. Costumed. It's going to be a fun evening. We're doing that in conjunction with Kathy Laxo's new group, Time Arc Theater, and UWS University Theater, of course. And that's going to happen in June, and then we're going to take the summer off from our regular radio show.
Well, radio really should not be made in the summer at all. I mean, really. Everybody who makes radio should just go to Vicki's cabin, for example.
Yeah, sure.
Well, cabins don't work like barns, do you? I mean, you don't say, hey, you know, I've got a cabin. Let's put on a show.
Well, you know, if enough people showed up, it's probably, you know, it's probably not out of the question, really. I'd start assigning roles, and, you know.
If people that, you know, if you get an invitation to Vicki's to go to the cabin for the weekend, just realize you might be on stage, quote-unquote,
right.
From there.
That's right. You might end up there.
Now, what about your pursuit of the new space? You know, you're still looking for this space to help realize this dream of a wonderful art center. And, of course, summertime is for a lot of goofing off. But while people are goofing off, can you kind of slip in under their defenses when they're not paying attention and get them to sign a big check or become sponsors of the project somehow?
Yeah, we will always be looking for that. We will always be doing that work. That doesn't stop in the summertime. But, you know, basically, the quest right now is to find a space that works. You know, it's not easy to find a space that's suitable for our purposes, right? You know, you have to have a certain amount of ceiling height. You have to have a large, uninterrupted space. It's not as easy as you would think to find a space that works to do shows in. So that at this point is a challenge. That's the first challenge. And then, of course, we'll have to line up the support and make it happen. So,
you know, one of the things, though, that Superior has that I think about every time I'm over there for something is they've got the most amazing old buildings. And I am a huge, huge fan of old houses and old buildings, and I'm the first person to admit that I'm not practical about, you know, because I'll look at something falling down and go, oh my gosh, if you fixed that up, it would be so cool, you know, and it's like, no, this can't be fixed. So I realize that that's not my strong suit, but it would seem, on the surface at least, that you've had would have some wonderful choices, you know, and wonderful buildings from which to choose, maybe.
Well, here's one of the problems. Is a lot of those old buildings, as much as we love them, and we've seen many of them, the problem is many of them have 2, 3, or 4 stories. Now, when you have a building that has 2, 3, or 4 stories, what you have on the main floor is very large support pillars to hold up the rest of the building.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So when I say a large open space, you know, what's ideal is a single-story building. Because a single-story building does not require the sort of support on the main floor, obviously, that a building with 2 or 3 or 4 floors has.
Why can't you just make the audience walk up a flight of stairs?
Well, you know, there's a thing called, you know,
Americans with Disabilities Act. Yeah.
And we want everyone to be able to see the shows.
Well, yeah, not only that. I mean, I don't have a disability. I'm just lazy. I don't really like to walk upstairs. So, okay. All right. I get it. And, of course, a single-story building, for the most part, is a more modern building, and it's maybe chock full of people already.
Well, and it's much closer to, you know, if a building has been utilized in the recent past, it's much closer to codes in terms of electricity and plumbing and things like that. It just takes a whole host of issues off the table if you can find a single-story building.
What about the possibility of finding an appropriate building and haunting it and driving out the current residents?
Well, we've entertained that thought. We're looking for people that we don't really like.
Okay.
And we haven't found them yet.
Okay.
So,
all right.
When we do, we'll consider that option.
So if anybody knows of a single-story building being occupied by people that you're not really fond of,
right.
Get in touch
yeah.
with Vicki.
Okay. Creepy people, yeah.
Creepy people. I'm
yeah.
just trying to work all the angles for you here and just trying to help, doing a little brainstorming.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, because...
I mean, you know, in the meantime, we've, like I said, we're going to do this show in the Experimental Theater. We're producing that and sponsoring that for Kathy Laxo's new history group. Because that's something that's been going on in Superior for a long time. And even though Kathy has now separated from the Historical Society where she was doing it, we wanted to give her an opportunity to continue to do that because people really like it. It's very well attended. And it's, like I said, it's been happening for a long time. So,
well, that'll be fantastic. And we'll get a link set up on our webpage so folks will know where to find the information for that. And Vicki, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
Vicki Main with Twin Port Stage joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. Actually, to talk about theater about radio on the radio. Funding is provided for radio theater by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.